Trendy Talk.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? I'm Hex DSL. Hi there.
Hi.
Boom. Welcome to Trendy Talk. We almost had a failure on Trendy Talk today because everybody was sounding like this for me.
By everybody, he means me.
Well, he was 100% of the people I was talking to.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah. Turns out I had to unplug my monitor and plug my monitor back in. Works fine.
It's amazing how often these random problems come up.
I am just fucking cursed, Wing. That is my expectation of just being cursed. Also, I'm leaning right back today because I'm so chill today. I'm just super chill. Oh my gosh. You've got the current show. Let me display this. Is it public, that link? Or is that link not listed?
It is public, yes.
That's all right. Okay then. So first of all, welcome to Trendy Talk, those of you that are new. This is a podcast where Wing is currently a cartoon frog, talk about stuff that happened on the internet that we thought was interesting, or just, well, general stuff, really, I suppose.
Yeah, it's me. You're Nancy Holmes from Hex DSL. Book.
What? Are you claiming to be a book?
Yes, it's me, the main character of Nancy and Holmes.
He's actually a frog.
Yes, yep. It's Nancy and Holmes. Holmes is the hat.
Are you sure you read it? Because you said you read it. I'm a bit confused.
I'm pretty sure I know what you wrote better than you do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually, for anyone who cares, I am recording the audio for Nancy and Holmes, and it's all I've been doing for 3 days, and I'm literally like I just feel like word fatigued. Is that a thing?
Word fatigued. Like, you've just been talking for ages. It's probably like voice actor stuff. It's just
God. I'm exhausted.
Dead throat.
I'm just like
I mean, you also presumably do a lot of talking in your actual job, so you're just shut your face for days.
I have not shut my pothole for days. I'm like 117 pages into Nancy and Holmes, the reading, that is, and it's 202 pages in total, so I'm fairly close to being finished, the first step of this process. The next step is to import all like 70 fucking files into one thing, normalize them, equalize them, put little chimes for chapter break. It's going to be it's just a slog, and if it doesn't get any views, I'm going to be livid. I'm going to be just like, fuck you for not watching. So I'm a little bit salty.
Yay, it's fine. Yeah. It'll be good.
Well, the way I see it, I've said this to the show actually, if I do it and people like it and they listen to it, it'll be worthwhile because of the YouTube revenue. If they like it, they listen to a bit and then they go and buy the book, that's good book revenue. If they listen to it and hate it, they should just fuck off, is the answer.
Are you going to release an actual download for it?
I think I'm going to put the download on Patreon only.
What about just listing that as an itch purchase?
Yeah, no, I'll just bundle it. I'll just bundle it with the itch purchase anyway. It's a non-issue. That's not.
Yeah, fair.
But yeah, like
could do them separate, well, whatever. It's
I mean, I could do them separate, but like from my point of view, I've never been trying to nickel and dime people for my work. I'm more happy to experience it. So I'll just
Do people tend to buy books that they've listened to the audiobook of? Because I would assume that's quite low.
Well, I don't know. I tend to do that a lot. I'll listen to an audiobook, especially if I'm listening to a book like a history book or something. I'll usually end up buying it afterwards because it's easier to do highlighting and stuff in a printed version or an EPUB. So I tend to, but I'm not sure if I'm standard for that. But like I say, if they don't buy the book and they just read it on, they just listen to it on YouTube, if they listen to a 10-hour YouTube video, that's going to be good. That's going to be great. Like, you know, that's going to be good for me either way. And if people listen to it without logging in, like they listen to it through YouTube DL and stuff, then the guilt's on them and they should just buy the book on itch to give me some money.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's there'll be terrible. No. Oh, yeah. No, I agree. There will be no extra content though. The book is just the book being read. There'll be a video before it talking about it, a video sort of after it, sort of discussing the process and stuff. So I will, like, I'm generating content through it. But yeah, not, it's, the actual book form will just be the pure audio book recorded. So yeah. It's not very good.
It reminded me of something, but yeah, go on.
It's not very good because it is my voice. So it does sound like the worst version of the audiobook. But so many people since I've been writing.
It's your voice, but every now and again you can just hear lightning in the background for reasons.
It's just my voice. But I actually got a team of professional voice actors in for all the character work. Which is a lie. It would be cool actually to like just do it where every character is read by a different person. That could have been fun, but so much
like
of
a radio play.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to write a radio play. If I thought for a second I could get enough people to join in with doing it, I'd love that. I'd really like that.
I've never listened to a radio play
before. Do it like something like Welcome to Nightingale or Night Vale or something, and just do it like that kind of style. That'd be fun. I'm on board with
yeah
that.
Okay, well I have done Welcome to Night Vale. Fell off that. So
everyone falls off that. I don't know who's listening to it still, because it's got 10 trillion episodes. It's got 10 trillion episodes.
Quite a ways in, and, but yeah.
And just before God said, let there be light, he said, let there be Night Vale, because it's been running for so long, it predates the existence of language.
They probably have lore to cover that.
You know what? They absolutely do have lore to cover that. It's fucking mad how much lore there is in that.
It's a good show. It's just incredibly long.
It's not a good show.
Right? It is a good show. I like that
show. Because if you've got something that's so long that I don't know anybody that listened to it all, you've done too much. Just stop. Just stop. Things need to end.
Thing is good, yeah.
Someone should do a super cut of it.
Maybe. Oh yeah, you reminded me of something earlier.
Okay.
The Google Maps, right? You remember ages ago when they started charging for their API?
Yeah.
This was ages ago, but for some reason, a lot of websites were still using it. But
they probably have legacy contracts or something.
Yeah, maybe. But lately, a lot more websites seem to be switching over to other things. I've seen a lot of Bing Maps.
Bing Maps is actually it's fine.
It probably is. Mm. But I've also seen a lot of them use OpenStreetMap.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, maybe.
It's bad for route finding, but it's good for just looking at stuff.
The reason I I bring this up is because it annoyed the shit out of my mother the other day.
Why?
Because she was like, I can't even remember what website she was looking at, but she's like, she always uses satellite view.
Right. Oh, there's no satellite view.
It's easier to, and she's like, where is it? It was always there. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I was looking at it, I was like, that's OpenStreetMap.
And it was I don't know.
Yeah. I was like, yep. It was just funny. It's funny to me, but yeah, no, it's interesting. It's cool to see things using OpenStreetMap, but yeah, it's unfortunate. Satellite view is very handy. It's much easier to read stuff.
OpenStreetView is very good as a map, but as a route finding tool, it's very bad.
I mean, isn't there a lot of third-party route finding things that just use OpenStreetMap data?
No one's setting any of that stuff up. No one's doing that.
I mean, I'm fairly sure there's lots of those.
Yeah, I'm not setting that up.
Yeah, but they're usually like apps that are like, here's our map app, but it's really OpenStreetMap in the background.
Map app.
Open route service planning. Oh, I'm almost certain that there's apps like this.
Probably is, to be fair. It's just, yeah.
I know I definitely came across one that was specifically for bike routes before, so yeah. I don't know about general. Open trip planner. Oh, hasn't been developed since 2017. Happens.
Not surprised. It's one of the things where like Google and Apple have nailed it so much. I'm a little bit surprised TomTom never rolled out a web solution.
TomTom?
TomTom, yeah. That was the big GPS before like Google killed him.
My dad used to have a Garmin.
Garmin were fine, yeah. Garmin were right. TomTom was the big one, though, originally. Then it was sort of Garmin, and then like loads of people had stuff that worked, and then just Google just murdered them all brutally in a fire.
Yeah. I hated pre-internet GPS because, well, see, my dad had his own business and travelled a lot, but that basically ended up with me, like, fucking every, like, 3 days or so having to go grab map updates for his fucking GPS.
My car has got one of those things where I've got an SD card in there with all the maps on it. And I bought one illegally patched map SD card off eBay. Bought a map update of eBay.
Wow.
For 23 quid. And I just stuck it in my car. It just worked. Just, but apparently that's illegal. And I'm like, I don't care. I just bought it off eBay. I don't give a shit. I just bought it off eBay.
I feel like all of those GPS solutions are just redundant with any internet connected thing.
The one in my car is actually pretty good. The reason I prefer the one in my car is because I just like, I've got location saved. I'm just like, go there. It's fine.
Well,
it's got very basic, rudimentary traffic
up
there.
It's not that the roads change often. It's that the internet ones tell you when, you know, there's roadworks on a road.
No,
and
no,
stuff
my,
like that.
My one in my car tells me about roadworks.
Really?
There's apparently, I didn't know this, but apparently there's like a radio band that just send like traffic information out, and it just picks it up off that.
I didn't notice.
No, I didn't either. But yeah, mine's just tell, and like, it's not connected to any wireless of any sort, and it just tells me if roads closed and stuff. It's really weird. I don't really know how it works.
Huh.
But yeah, seems to use radio.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, seems to use radio, but it works pretty well. It tells me when there's high traffic and low traffic. It knows everything. I just, yeah, weird. Maybe my phone is linked to my car via Bluetooth, so maybe it's using my phone. Maybe it's using like some kind of data server. I don't know. I didn't set anything up though. I just turned it on.
Stealing your phone information in exchange for road updates.
It's fine. See where they can have it. Where they're going to send it? It's fine.
The moon.
I mean, if the moon want my traffic information, wouldn't they just look out of their window and look at my car and be like, "I can see you because you're on the Earth." Like a beetle.
What if the moon isn't facing you at the moment?
That's just
rotations
silly. That's just silly. The moon doesn't rotate. It's just silly. I like one of my hobbies recently has become telling people that things are silly that aren't silly, and sometimes they get really confused, which is fun. Hardware update. Marshall headphones are astonishing. They're my new Marshall headphones have arrived. I finally got them.
I had them.
I charged them once to test the charging worked. They've literally been on for 2 days. The battery lasts so long, I just don't bother turning them off. I just don't bother turning them off anymore. Leave them on now.
That's good.
I just put them on my head. It's fine. But yeah, like I forgot to turn them off now for 2 days running. Like, they're on right now for no reason. They're just on, and that's just fine. The battery's absurd. Everyone should buy them.
I like her last title, Fossilized Headphones.
Fossilized Headphones. Yeah, that's a good title. That's a good title, that was. Yeah, that's a good title. Was there anything to talk about? Did we have topics? Have we got topics?
Do we have topics.
What do you want to talk about first? Oh, let's get Nausicaa and the Valley of the Piss out of the way, shall we?
Why?
Nausicaa is the worst film I've ever seen. It's shit.
Really? I liked it.
The problem with Nausicaa is... Okay. I've seen it. It's the film. I didn't even get to the end. I turned it off before the end because it was so boring. It's like, oh, everyone loves Nausicaa. Oh, Nausicaa. That's the whole movie. It's fucking shit.
It does seem to suffer a bit from that. I did notice that.
Nausicaa's great. Wow, Nausicaa. Like, no, I can't watch this for 3 fucking million years. Turn it off. Shit. Hated it.
That aside, I did like The World and stuff. It's a good movie.
I would like to have seen more of The World, but I was too busy looking at Nausicaa's stupid fucking face.
Some real nice animation in that. They do so many character spin stuff. It's great.
No, no. They do so much character spin stuff. It's like, there's a new character on screen. Wah! Like all they do is spin characters. Like, and every opportunity they get, they like to take the camera under things. Like, what are you doing? I hate it. No, I didn't like it. It wasn't for me.
But someone doesn't appreciate good animation.
I don't. I mean, it's fairly well established. I don't appreciate things.
Shame.
The only thing I'm vaguely qualified to appreciate is like writing stuffs. I don't really appreciate things. Like, I still play NHL 94. You know,
yeah.
I don't like
those
things.
Yeah, me and Matt have been watching a couple of Ghibli, I never know how to pronounce it, movies.
It's actually pronounced as Steven, weirdly.
We are, it being almost October. Actually, is it? Oh, it's October tomorrow. Yeah, we're moving into spoopy shit next week. So
yeah, I'll be sitting out most of that, I think.
I believe we're watching Coraline next week. Good movie, that.
It's so depressing. I've seen half
Coraline.
Of that. So depressing. I was like,
Coraline's great.
Why don't you watch Hallmark scary movies? Because they're not scary. They're usually about love.
Do Hallmark do Halloween movies?
Yep.
Of course they do.
They do all the seasonal movies. They're Hallmark.
Do they do Hallmark? I don't know. I'm trying to think of a genre that they wouldn't do.
They do all the things.
Hallmark porn.
There is Hallmark porn. It's not officially Hallmark, but it does exist. It is a parody of sorts, though. Because the Hallmark Foundation would never show you a willy.
What if it is actually made by the same people? Shell corporation.
They've got all the actors tied to the contract, so you can appear in a wholesome family movie, but you must suck a dick on camera. Yeah, no, we don't advertise it. It's weird. We make our own parodies. It's really weird.
Yeah. There has to be a company that does that.
There was a film, wasn't it, years ago? I don't want to Google it, but there was a film where someone made a normal film and realised it wasn't going to sell well, so inserted porn scenes into it. I can't remember what the film's called. That's the thing that happened, though.
Probably.
Yeah. But they're like...
What else was shit? Sorry?
What else was shit? They're like, you're like, this is shit, let's put some porn in it. Is that your new thing?
No. Oh, we Foundation finished forever.
Oh,
dude.
My God. Oh, my God. Foundation
so
is...
Bad.
It's so bad. The thing that baffles me, though, is people seem to like it. If you look online, people like it.
I'm on about Reddit reviews and stuff.
Like forums and stuff. People seem to like it. It's just us. We're just dicks. People love it.
Sometimes it's what the masses want.
But...
I don't know. I mean, we also really hated Knives Out, and that was very well received.
I mean, we only hated Knives Out because it was shit, though. But,
And it wasn't a mystery.
I do feel bad because I don't like a lot of things people like. And even I don't know if I'm going to like something or not. Like, even I can't predict it, right? But there's loads of stuff that I just can't stand that people love. Or things I'm just like, this is so boring. And people are like, Nausicaa's a good example. Everybody loves Nausicaa. And I was like, what? I'm so bored. I couldn't even make it to the end. So when I see Foundation, I would assume it was just me being a dick. But then when you and Matt also hated it, I was like... It's not just me, then.
To be fair, the best part about Foundation was making Matt watch it.
I've only got through it because our friend Matt watches it with us, and he hates it. Like, Matt doesn't hate things, right? Like, Matt just, like, he either likes things or just ignores them, right? But we made him watch Foundation, and at points, I felt like he was just holding his laptop and just screaming and shaking it, and it was just a joyous experience for me. It was also the same.
It was occasionally interrupted by, oh, that's a nice effect. Now fuck everything.
Yeah. Or like, oh, she's pretty. And then, oh, no, I hate everything. Yeah. And there was a woman in it who had the strangest walk, which seems like a weird thing to say. But she sort of bounced as she went. It looked like she was about to start like prize fighting or something. It was very bizarre. I couldn't work out what she was doing. So that was a bit weird. But yeah, like, also, it's the same reason I got through Evangelion. I didn't like Evangelion, right? But listening to Matt just fucking hate on it, I started claiming it was my favourite anime, which every single time he just gets mad about, and it's just really enjoyable.
I'm convinced that we're the only people who have ever watched all of Evangelion, yeah, all the movies and all the remakes.
People are like, Evangelion is really good. No, it's not.
We have a friend, and I have other friends, who have watched the original show and really liked it, but refused to watch past, like, the first movie.
We've completed it. Fucking anime and manga as well. Like, that's dedication.
Completed Evangelion. It's not that great. There's so many weird scenes.
Evangelion.
Yep. We did. Yeah. Only Evangelion could open a movie with a teenager fucking coming on an unconscious girl.
People, right, I've told this to people, and they think I'm taking the piss. I'm like, no, it really happens. They're like, no, it doesn't. It's like, it fucking does. That really happened. I show them the gift, and they're like,
3 minutes.
Yeah, and I show them the gift, and they're like, that's just milk. Why would it be milk? Why would it be milk?
Why don't you just pop open the movie and be like, there?
Awful. It was fucking just deeply fucking bizarre. But Hi, Andrew Singleton. I did find out, like what I don't get, right, is Evangelion, which feels like it should be pronounced Evangelion, isn't a real word, but Evangelion is. So I can't work out whether they've changed the U to a V and made it a made-up word. I assume it's so they can copyright it, maybe?
I mean, I assumed it was a play on evangelical, but...
Did I at first, but yeah, it's if you change the V to a U, it's a real word. Evangelion, which is like Hebrew, something for good news. But yeah, like,
right.
I don't understand it. But everything about
that
show does so much.
Yeah. It uses so much religious stuff that's just there as dressing, with no meaning. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's whatever. We're not here to talk about that.
Before we do that, I need to talk about Andrew Singleton. Because Andrew Singleton is, for reasons I don't understand, the current chat thing has... I'm going to show Wing this, just in fact, I'll see...
Did you forget to set it to live chat?
No, I've set it to live chat, right? But it's put a weird heart over my chat and I can't see my fucking chat. Where's my screen? I don't even know what my screenshot button is. I usually use a... Where's the screenshot button?
Print screen, I assume.
I haven't got a print screen key. There you go.
Why?
I didn't design this keyboard. Wait, you haven't got a print screen key either.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
shit,
like,
you're right.
So look, I'm for the benefit of Andrew Singleton, right? It's put a heart in the corner of my chat. So whatever you're saying, what is that about?
I hate it. I had that last time, and yeah, I couldn't get rid of it.
Yeah, no, neither can I. Anyway,
actually, I think I u-blocked Origin it away because it's not there anymore.
I haven't seen all of it, but there's that one scene where the redhead girl killed a ton of things, only for them to get up when her power ran out and eat her. Yeah. Yeah, no, I remember that scene. The Eva is a biblical... What? A biblical hate boner all the way down. No, hating on Evangelion's absolutely fine by me. Like, I'm on board with that. Yeah. You can just rail on it in chat if you want. I don't mind. It's like, I enjoy it. It's weird because we've watched all of it and I read all of it and I hate it, but on some level... I also like it, and I can't really explain it, but it's like, I hate it in a way that I enjoy, unlike Foundation, which I just hated. I really enjoy hating Evangelion, but anyway, it's weird. Anyway, sorry, I'm derailing us. What's our next?
Marvel Avengers. This game, can you still get it? No, okay, it's gone. It's officially gone. There is no buy button anymore. It's no longer available on Steam. This went on sale for like pennies, like last week.
That 3 quid, yeah.
Yeah, and we both bought it because it was super cheap.
It was like £3.
And we played it. We only played it once, didn't we? When this came out, it was just fucking panned. Everyone hated it, and it was full of microtransaction bollocks. Yeah, rightfully so. This is, they've sold this before it's been removed for no money, for basically nothing, and removed all of the microtransaction stuff. I assumed there was a lot more characters in this. I don't know what they were microtransactioning, because there's only like, what, 8 characters?
Yeah, it's
but they all have about 60 costumes. So I assume that
would
be. Well,
I mean, it would make sense they've got lots of costumes because they are cosplay Avengers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing.
It's like they couldn't decide between comic version and fucking live action people that
they, so they did both,
presumably. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I mean, surely they bought the likeness rights to all the MCU stuff.
I know. I mean, they made what's his face? Nick Fury look exactly like what's his name?
Samuel L. Jackson
in the comics, right?
Yeah. But then everyone else, they made them look a bit like their film version, but not really. And it's just like this weird visual mess. But it doesn't matter because you only really see him from the back, so who cares? So that doesn't put me off really. But the game itself, it's like you can run around this hub area, which is like their helicarrier thing, which, by the way, why the fuck do they have a helicarrier? Anyway, you run around the helicarrier thing, right? Or whatever it's called, their airship, their blimp, whatever it's called. And then you have to go off on missions, and each mission is really fucking short. Like literally 8 minutes.
No,
and then
there was that mission that was like a half an hour.
Because it bugged. Because it bugged, yeah.
Last enemy. Also, they're incredibly repetitive.
It's just
also
smashed. And the thing that pissed me off, I played as the Hulk. He's not stronger than anyone else.
When Hangman pointed that out,
it ruined the game for me. I just checked out.
Because,
if you've got a character, like if you're playing as Hawkeye and you hit someone with a bow 3 times, they die. The Hulk also has to hit them with his hand 3 times. There's no benefit to play, and no character has a benefit. They all have ranged attacks. They all have close-up attacks. There's just no benefit. Like, it doesn't matter who you play.
The 2 Thor characters and Iron Man can fly. So
yeah, but their flying is just, like, pointless because they can't fly more than a foot off the ground before they hit the ceiling.
Yeah, they can fly a bit, but yeah.
It's not great.
I mean, I'm not. Bought it for just to have a game that doesn't exist in your library. But,
We bought it so cheap, I don't feel robbed.
We were not expecting it to be good.
Yeah.
We were not expecting it to be good, but God damn, it's fucking awful.
That's fair, Andrew Singleton. All the characters are just skins. That's all they are. They're just skins. They're just one generic character. They're just skins. Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
I mean, they do have different movesets, but I mean, it doesn't really matter. I will say, I was playing as not Thor, the other one.
You were playing as not Thor. Lady Thor?
Sure, I forget what to call. I think she's called Mighty Thor in the game. I don't know. I've never kept up with Thor lore. But she does have a thing where you can throw the hammer and then it just sits on enemies and then you can just beat shit out of them.
No, that is the only character with anything different though, right? That's the only character with a different thing.
Yeah, they're all bad. Also, the fucking starting tutorial is way too long and unskippable.
I couldn't even find it. My game crashed. I didn't get waypoints. So I'm wandering around the airship trying every door, trying to find the tutorial door. Yeah.
Yeah, the UI is awful. The mission select is terrible
basically,
on its own, and that's where you spend most of your time.
I've got a better game. Wink, can you think of a single nice thing to say about this game?
This was made by Crystal Dynamics, the Tomb Raider people. What the shit?
Yeah. Go on. Find one nice thing to say. Like the hammer trick.
Legacy of Kain is on Steam. I didn't know that.
That's a good game. That was a good game. Was that a Mega Drive game originally?
I played it on the PlayStation 2.
Whoa. It's Kain with a K, isn't it? Kain. Legacy of Sin? Is it called Legacy of Sin?
Legacy of Kain Defiance.
What? Oh, I found
Legacy
it.
Legacy of Kain.
No, I found it. Yeah, I found it. I've fucked Kain wrong twice, which is genius. $5.99? Fuck off. 599.
I mean, it looks exactly like the.
Oh, I played. Oh, really? Legacy Defiance.
And the Soul Reaver. Was.
Soul Reaver was the better one, yeah. That was the one I remember.
I like Legacy again. Weirdly, they have two, Soul Reaver 2, but not one, which is a bit weird.
Isn't Legacy of Kain Defiance the first one, then Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver the second one?
No. Kain came out after the Soul Reaver games, but I can't remember what way it works timeline-wise.
Yeah, Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver 2.
No, hang on.
I don't know. Too many. That's the one I played, though. That's also at $5.99. Not buying it. Blood Omen Legacy of Kain was the first one.
Yeah. And then it was Soul Reaver. Then Soul Reaver 2. And then Blood Omen 2. And then Legacy of Kain Defiance.
Yep. And now they're making...
The game that got cancelled.
Now they're making Marvel's Avengers. Free-to-play spam that was so bad they didn't even want to sell it on Steam anymore. Think about that, guys. It was so bad they didn't want to sell it.
That's not the reason it was removed from Steam. No. It's because they didn't want to do the support the live service bollocks they built into it, so they couldn't sell it anymore.
Well, couldn't they just turn off the live service stuff and sell it like they have, but leave it on Steam?
I don't know. I thought that was the reason. That's because whenever any of the live service ones shut down, they just remove them.
Weird. Bizarre. Anyway.
Because, I mean, they just exist to get money, so they don't care about them after that.
Yeah, I don't... it's baffling me. But, yeah. The point is, it's a shit game and don't play it. It's the major point to take away from this.
You like Bolt Gun, though. Kind of.
I did play Except Bolt... Did we have a link for Bolt Gun? Oh, you did put a link for Bolt Gun. Wing is a good boy. Wing is a good boy. I like Bolt... Okay, so I bought Bolt Gun. It was on sale... Well, it was kind of on sale a little bit, but I also have 20% off on Humble Store because I've been a choice member for like 10 million years. Bolt Gun is a bizarre game, right? Because the shooting, lots of fun. The running around, lots of fun. The level design, foundation levels of nonsense. It was like... It literally like I won around a level for basically 40 minutes, not knowing what to do. And it turned out the door thing hadn't spawned. And then I opened it and I was just like, oh, a corridor. And then I left the game.
Because I was actually looking up a walkthrough at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd been going around this one section. And there's like a weird microwave with a picture of a key on top. And it just wasn't there. And then when I came back, it was there. And I was like, I've been literally looking at this like for 40 minutes.
Yeah. The fact that they have a little drone thing around you,
a little drone thing,
where to go is weird.
Sometimes shows you stuff and usually just looks at you, like it's so weird. Like I'd prefer that to be turned off because it's a little bit of a distraction, actually.
And sometimes it's when you were walking around, the empty map because you cleared everything out, it'd just go enemies, but there's not.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah, I like everything apart from every single thing, Andrew Singleton. Every single thing in that game, apart from the level design, which is so bad, I've kind of soft quit. Because like the level design's so trash that I kind of don't really want to play it.
People have said that it's only two or three of the levels, but I don't
know. There's only two or three levels that are blatantly baffling so far, right? But the level design... Yeah. Well, it's not even... Like, I don't even mind a labyrinth-style level... But they're just bad design. They don't give you any visual clues as to where to go. They don't give you any guidance. And it's just very vanilla level design with very good gunplay. And that kind of feels off. It feels wobbly. It feels like I think that I was trying to do that 90s game where you're like a bit lost and you look around. But that wasn't a good thing in the 90s. It was a side effect of the limitations of technology. They just need to give you a fucking map. And that'd be fine. Just give you a fucking map. That'd be great. Yeah, I'm not even against the game being hard.
Yeah, no, there's always that weird thing when people make a retro-inspired game where they go, yeah, but where they take elements that was just shit and just include them because they're retro.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they've done that or they just thought like a map would ruin the vibe. I don't know. But yeah, like the where the fuck am I moment. Like, yeah, there's a few bits, so it's not even that. Like, I've multiple times now, I've killed everything that moves on a level and just been wandering around trying random doors because of that's how lost I am. And it's just not fun. It's just tedious. And like, as soon as the game stopped being fun, I just bounce on it. But yeah, like, I'm pretty good at shooting stuff in like Halo, and like Doom and like Quake style games. So like, I haven't found it massively hard. But yeah, I haven't really. It's not been a fun game. It's been a bit of a slog, and I'm not sure I'm going to carry on going with it. I'm not sure.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
If you do want a good retro-ish game, though, Dusk is really good.
Yeah, I've got. I think I've got Dusk. Have I got Dusk? I don't know if I've got Dusk. I might not have Dusk.
I think you have Dusk.
That probably.
Other one too. I can't. Heretic. Is it called Heretic? Something like.
Oh, you're on about you're on Marta.
No. I think it was published by the same people. What was it called? A Medieval.
Ah, Medieval. That's a good game. Yeah, I've played a Medieval. That's a good game.
Also, I've heard incredibly good things about Ultra Kill, but that's still early access.
Yeah, I do want Ultra Kill. I'm waiting for it to go on sale. Cheap enough to make me go, ooh, go on then. But sooner or later,
I have some friends who have this, and they absolutely fucking love it, so it's interesting.
Okay, interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'll get to them all. I'll get to all the retro shooters eventually. And given how infrequently I buy new games, by the time I play any modern game, it'll be a retro game, the way it's going. Again.
Dusk is an amazing game, Andrew Singleton. Yes.
Yeah. Dusk is amazing. I haven't played much of it. I don't think I've played any of it. No, I've definitely played
it,
right?
I think you started it, and then you started playing a Medieval instead.
Yeah, because
I quite like Dusk.
Yeah.
Isn't Ultra Kill the one with the chainsaw? Like, I don't know much about it, to be honest. I've kind of avoided that.
No, that's Wing with the chainsaw leg.
That's Matt.
Matt's got a chainsaw leg and one glass eye. He lost the other one in a sporting accident.
He did.
And
his legs and arm.
He lost his legs and arms in a sporting accident. We don't know what sport it was, though. It was professional chainsaw throwing.
Yeah.
Have we got any more games to
talk
about? What?
No, we did not do games. We didn't, did we? I don't know. What the fuck did we play this week? Played golf with friends.
We played that shitty Marvel.
Did you
game.
Know that's actually called Golf with Your Friends? Because I've just been calling it Golf with Friends forever.
Everyone does. Everyone does.
Yeah. I only noticed it the last time we were playing. And I was like, huh. There you go.
I like Golf with Friends, but once we've been through every course, we can be like, I'm done. I mean, I noped out last time we played. I was like, there was a level that was worms themed, and there was loads of explosions on the level, and it kept knocking back to the beginning. I was like, I just can't be arsed. I just left.
Well, it's my first time playing through them, so
yeah. But yeah, I've talked about this before, but I've been so lukewarm on games lately. Like, I'm really enjoying like playing like drop in, drop out stuff on the Mii U, like Mega Drive games and stuff. But like, that's because they're like kind of like I can play a bit of hockey or something, and it just like kills 10 minutes. But I've really not really been feeling it. That's why one of the reasons I bought Bolt Gun was to try and get myself hooked on something. But I just was like, I just sort of like, you know, felt lukewarm with it. I've just felt off games. And I don't like it. I don't want to be
off
games.
You get there. It's fine.
I don't
want
to be off games. But also forcing myself to play them makes me, like, get pissed off with them. So I try not to. I don't want to be a buzzkill, but at the same time, I'm just not feeling it.
Maybe when those Tony Hawk games come to Steam, you'll be back on.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, though. I'll enjoy Tony Hawk because it's kind of droppy in, droppy out, low stakes, just like something to do game. But then that won't help me with multiplayer of like the 3 nights a week you play multiplayer. That won't really help me get into that. And I really sort of miss looking forward to those gaming sessions. And it's, I don't know, kind of weird for me to feel that way. Yeah.
Has this got online? It does have online.
What, Tony Hawk?
Yeah.
Tony Hawk will be about £25 because that's how much it was on every other platform it came out on. I guess.
Yeah.
It's out Tuesday, isn't it? Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday it's out?
October 3rd is Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah. That's what I'm doing Tuesday.
Tony Hawk. He's not even a bird.
He is, actually. Yep. He's actually, not a lot of people know that.
False advertising.
He's not a hawk, though. He's actually an eagle. It's just a weird name.
Do you reckon if Tony Hawk wasn't called Tony Hawk, Skatebird would have ever happened?
No. No, Skatebird is literally just because Tony Hawk and someone's got stoned and gone, haha, what if he was a bird? That's the only reason it exists.
I wish that was a good game.
We all do. Yeah.
Shame. Oh, well. I can't believe they had a 3-year deal with Epic.
What, Skatebird?
No, Tony Hawk.
Oh, yeah, it's weird.
When you said that, that pissed me off, because now I know I'm going to be waiting for fucking ever for Kingdom Hearts to come to Steam.
If it does...
It fucking will. If it doesn't, I'm going to get it other ways.
Other ways.
Hmm.
You mean like buy it on Epic?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like I'm the only one of our group who has nothing on Epic. Not even the free shit. I'm not giving them my time.
How much Fortnite have you played? That
I have not. That's its own launch. You don't need the Epic launcher for that. Epic Store. That's not in the Epic Store.
Mm-hmm.
Although, speaking of Epic, they have dropped like 800 people, which is...
Also, they've sold Bandcamp, haven't they? Is that a thing?
Yes, that's back up at the thingy. Just quick before that, I've been looking for ages for somewhere to do my... to hook my domain up to an email.
Oh yeah.
So if you've ever been emailing me on my domain, which I'm pretty sure I've left in places but it didn't actually work, it works now.
What was
wingafeder.onl works now as an email?
I am using
mailbox.org.
Mailbox.org.
Ooh. I really wish if Postio just let me use a custom domain, I'd still be using Postio.
I like Postio, but they do some dumb shit. Like, why do they not?
They say it's for privacy reasons.
No.
But I'm like,
also, they have more spam than any other email provider I've ever used.
Yeah, I don't really get that, but whatever.
I do.
There was a period where I got some, but at the same time, I was getting a lot of spam on Gmail, so I don't know.
It's so much spam. I've disconnected it, the forwarder, so it doesn't forward anymore. I've just stopped using it completely because it's just so much spam. Also, how much is this? I can't even find out how much this fucking thing is. What is? Oh, I've got it.
£3 a month, or £1 if you're using thingy. If you're using the lowest tier.
Oh, that's actually all I need.
The lowest tier you can't use your own domain on the lowest tier. So.
£3 a month. That's fine, I suppose. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than the €1 Postio was doing, but I guess it's fine.
I mean, it's basically the same as the €1 tier, though, right?
Kind of. It's got more storage, and it's got all fucking cloud office apps and shit that I'm never going to use. But whatever, I have my doubts anybody is using them. They seem to be just like, what even are they using? It's some open source thing.
Wait, did I miss that? They literally have cloud office things.
Yes.
Is that?
Online office. What are they using?
Wow.
I mean, I'm not going to log in now. I'll check it later. But they do, they do have cloud office and stuff.
Online office and cloud storage.
Yeah. That's all included and shit, and you get like, what is it, 10 gigs, 5 gigs cloud storage, 10 gigs email. I feel like those should be reversed, but whatever.
I feel like those should be combined.
Or combined. Combined is what Google does, though, and that leads to a situation where if your Google Drive is full, you can't get emails.
It's true.
Because that happened to my sister before. And I was so confused for so long trying to figure out why she couldn't get emails.
Your personal
office. What's so bizarre? Their 2FA is really weird. Their web interface is kind of weird, but I don't really give a shit because I don't use it. just hook it up to my Thunderbird. Their 2FA is fucking odd, though. I've never seen before where you'll do a two-factor code and a PIN that you set. I'm like, why? So you have to put in your PIN and your two-factor code. But your PIN is static, so I'm like, why does that exist?
So
why
not just the two-factor? A username, a password, a two-factor, and a PIN.
Yes.
It's bizarre. So I'm confused. They've got their own RSS reader built into their Office thing.
I mean, I'll be honest. I did not spend a lot of time in the web interface. I just went, yep.
Now, if these are APIs you can hook into, though, that might actually not be a bad deal, because if their task list of stuff is like an API-based thing, you can almost definitely whack it into like one of the open-source platforms, right?
I mean, I assume they use CalDAV stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually... that might be worth looking at. If ever I come back to Linux, that might be a fun game to play, messing with that.
Their interface is not great, but yeah.
Yeah, but if it's all API-based, you don't even need to see it, right?
Well, that's what... Yeah, I mean, I don't see it, but whatever. I don't know how much of this stuff works. I did mean to go back and look, but I can't be bothered.
That might be an interesting video to do, you know?
They do let you pay by month, unlike... Oh, yeah, they do use CalDAV and CardDAV. They let you pay by month. Postio doesn't let you do that. You have to do a year.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not sure what difference it makes, because you just do a year anyway, because it's your fucking email. Yeah, you don't want to let that expire.
Yeah, you can't. It's not something you want to worry about, yeah. But
I've been mulling over whether to actually move, because I do use my Postio as, like, a mail email. I'm like... The idea was behind this was to do that, but I'm like, I don't, because I feel like owning your own domain and using that as an email, you have that advantage of you can just move providers whenever you want, and you never have to change your emails.
Yep, that is the plan.
But yeah, still mulling it over. I've moved a couple of things, but yeah, if you ever lose your domain, it's pinned the whole. You should, but you know.
There's no reason you would lose your domain unless you start hosting Pirate Bay instances.
Yeah, which I'm not going to do that.
No, you keep that on pirate.wing. yeah, it's a bit dodgy.
Anyway,
Bandcamp.
On to the topics.
Bandcamp got sold again.
Bandcamp was bought by Epic, and no one knew why. And then they didn't do anything with it. And then they went, oh, we're losing money now. So they fired everyone, sold Bandcamp, and yeah. It's weird. They seem to, over the last few months, run out of Fortnite money, but then said, oh, Fortnite's picking back up again, and we have money again, but we're just going to fire a lot of people and sell Bandcamp, just
what
in case.
What baffles me is the way businesses run is while Epic owned Bandcamp, it runs its own profit center. So Epic as a whole can be losing money, but Bandcamp can still be viable. So what should have happened is Bandcamp is independently making money, so they should have used it as a revenue source, right? But instead they went, I'll just fucking sell it, because they make so much money. It takes billions to move the needle. Millions don't work. So I'm a little bit confused.
When Bandcamp did get sold to Epic originally, I did wonder how much it actually makes, because
I mean, it's got to make a fair bit, right? Like, it's got to. Like,
I mean, they're hosting big like, when you buy something on Bandcamp, you have MP3s and other and lossless formats.
Yeah.
All at once, whereas other companies, you have to buy those separately. So, I mean, that's why I always like Bandcamp. I never use lossless shit because I never have enough fucking space for that.
I don't have enough ears for it. Like, I'm not bothered.
Yeah, I mean, what was it, like 320 kbps MP3s are like perfectly fine, and that's what I generally download, because if the lossless stuff was, you know, closer to the same size, I probably would, just cause, but like, no, I'd need several hard drives to keep all my Bandcamp music.
Yeah, Bandcamp for me, it was the play. There's a lot of synthwave stuff and like dark synth stuff that's just not available anywhere else, and Bandcamp's been a great source for that. But now they keep changing hands regularly. I'm kind of thinking, like, maybe it's time to download everything and just move on. Because I'm not sure their future is particularly bright, given the fact that they keep changing hands?
I think they're probably fine. SongTrader, the company they're going to, I actually misread what they did the first time. I was like, but they seem to just be a company that sells the rights to music to, like, movies and TV shows and ads and stuff like that.
Oh, right, so maybe we're going to see some smaller indie artists being soundtracks for TV shows and stuff through this. Yeah. That might not necessarily be bad, right?
I mean, yeah, so I only had a quick look at them, but I mean, that seems like a much better match than Epic.
Well, I think Epic's plan was to let you license music directly from within the Unreal Engine, right? But then they realised
that... Yeah, but I'm not sure how many games actually use licensed soundtracks.
Yeah, I think that's probably where they miscalculated. Because indie companies can't really afford to do it, and larger companies are just making their own music, so like, there's probably not a good fit.
But, yeah, I do think this is probably a better fit.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want Bandcamp to go away. I like Bandcamp.
Yeah, I like Bandcamp.
That's where I find... That's where I find all my, I listen to a lot of shit that's on Bandcamp.
Well, since I've stopped using Spotify and switched entirely over to Apple Music, I've kind of used Bandcamp as my music recommendation source. Because while Spotify is very good at recommendations, Apple Music is not. But I can just look at an artist on Bandcamp and kind of find what they're similar to, and that's kind of been useful for me.
Ah, I found... Actually, I'm not sure if I mentioned this one before. Music-map.com. I actually used this yesterday.
Oh, this is news to me. Got a link for that? Music-map.com.
Yeah.
Music. Oh, I just was typing that.
Well, you just punch in an artist, like The Midnight. Huh. Is The Midnight even here? The Midnight. That's not right. Midnight. Okay. They just have it down as Midnight. But it just gives you a blow up. Of like, Time Cop. So basically they just go, here's a bunch of artists. The closer they are together, the more they sound like each other.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, it's ugly, but it's cool. It'd be more useful if you could plug in your music service. And it could just, but...
I mean, I found some stuff yesterday with it. Hmm. But yeah, you can go, I like Midnight. There's Time Cop, and you can click on Time Cop, and then here's some other ones that are like Time Cop. Yeah, the interface isn't great, but whatever.
But yeah, it might get better, though. That's still cool, though. So, like, the Midnight are cool. So let's... Oh, okay, FM84 are cool. Let's click on them.
And just goes boom.
Oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. I thought it's a neat website. I'm unsure about the interface, but yeah, and also they don't actually link off to anything, so you can click on people, but you don't have to look them up yourself.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you could plug in what service you use and then just click on it, text you to the service, but I suppose that's in the future, right?
Maybe. I'm not sure how old this is, but I mean, like, they could just, I don't know, I feel like they have that left bar. They could just, like, fucking pulled Wikipedia links from it or something.
Yeah,
based on the name.
That's still cool. This is news to me. This is new to me. So yeah, I like it.
Maybe I didn't mention it. I can't remember.
I would remember this because I've been banging about the ugly interface all this time. That's cool.
Maybe, but yeah.
That's cool. Next news item. Plex bans servers running hits now.
Yes, Plex has been trying for a while to make more money. Because when I haven't used Plex in ages, but when you did, you'd log into Plex and it's like, here's a bunch of shows that we have. It's like, I don't care about those.
I use Plex a lot and I've turned off all that shit in my Plex, right? Obviously, I'm only watching Big Buck Bunny on it because it's the only thing that's free. So I've just got lots of copies of Big Buck Bunny. But I've turned off all their recommendation engine stuff. And I still think Plex is fine. But if they're going to start like scanning my library and stuff, that's a concern. Because I don't want my Big Buck Bunny getting me in any sort of trouble. But I mean, maybe it's time to switch to Jellyfin.
Yeah, I mean, this does just seem to be, at the moment at least, going after people who are hosting public or semi-public or well-known instances. But Plex say that they were like, they found that a lot of servers that copyright holders brought their attention to were from Hetzner. So they just blanket banned all of Hetzner's IPs from running Plex. There does seem to be a decent amount of people who are running just legitimate stuff off that, and they've just been banned for no reason.
I'm not an aficionado of this. Was the people literally just running public Plex servers?
I don't exactly know. I feel like there was some of that, maybe, but you know, maybe people was running like subscription things for access to it or stuff
like that. Maybe that makes sense. I'm just wondering how would know what's been hosted. It's not in Plex's best interest to make your library public, is it? Let's be honest, it's not at all in the best interest.
Well, I mean, I assume your entire library has been sent to Plex anyway. Plex is...
I assume it's anonymized.
I mean, assume all you want. I highly doubt it.
Yeah, because...
At the very least, they can go, you know, it's connected to your IP. Yeah. Which may change, but you know.
Yeah, I don't know how
it does make it very easy for them to go, oh, these are all Hetzner's, just get rid of those.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of a hit Hetzner took from that, because Hetzner did actually come out and say, why you do that? We are unhappy with your decision. Because, it's interesting.
Hmm.
We very much regret action taken by Plex. That's what they said.
Weird phrasing, but okay.
It was probably translated there German. So,
I mean, from their point of view, from Plex's point of view, if it's literally like most of the people using Plex are doing something that's causing them problems, just fucking kill it. Like, it does make sense as a quick fix for a company.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, they should just shut down the company because that's most of Plex use.
That is true.
They could put all the content they want into it, their own content. That's not what Plex is being used for. I guarantee you barely anybody ever watches that stuff.
Yeah. Plex needs to just make themselves a front end for every other streaming service. That's the way to go for them.
But... I don't know what their end game is. Like, they seem to be trying to distance themselves from piracy. And that's basically what they're known for. So, like...
They're just a hosting service of pirate movies at this point, right?
I mean, that's all they ever were, really. Like, what else, like, genuinely, what else are people using self-hosted media servers for?
Bunny and home movies.
Yes, home movies and all my fucking Debian conference videos, yep.
Debian conference videos. So yeah, like, fucking stupid idea though, right? Like, Plex, let's face it, their days are numbered.
Yeah, no, I can't see Plex lasting much longer, to be honest. Jellyfin's perfectly fine.
It's ugly, yeah. Plex is a much smoother experience.
Is it? I actually prefer the Jellyfin interface.
I might have to have a little look at Jellyfin, but I'm feeling like...
I mean, I've like moved some stuff around, but I've used only the stuff built in. I haven't done anything custom.
How is Jellyfin?
I don't really use it myself that much, but yeah.
Movies, shows, music.
I do think Plex is just dead because it's not like Jellyfin. Like, it used to be the case, but Jellyfin now does basically have apps on everything, like Plex. So, yeah.
There's no Windows version of server. Oh, Windows. There's a big button there.
Nobody's running a fucking Jellyfin server. Are they?
I'm going to be running a Jellyfin server on Windows.
I assume some people probably run Windows servers, but they're wrong.
It's me. I do that.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Doesn't matter. Can't be asked. Fucking, it's easy.
They do not appear to have a Windows server, though, you're right.
They do have a Windows server. I've just been looking at it.
Is it? I clicked on server.
There goes server, and there's Windows across the top there. Windows, server.
Oh, I see. Okay, I missed the OS.
Shocking. Dissing Windows. Fake news Windows. Okay, so TechCrunch says Microsoft AI researchers accidentally exposed terabytes of internal sensitive data.
That was just funny. They basically left the wrong key public somewhere and went, yeah. So I think it It was like a Azure cloud storage thing. Yep. So basically, for however long, people were able to access Microsoft employees' storage.
Okay, so can I just point out some things here that really bother me, right?
Yes.
First of all, this image with the drawers, I actually like it as an image, but I'm not quite sure why it makes sense for this article.
It's like the physical version of a database.
Because if I open that image in a new tab, what do we get? Is it like a big image? Yeah, that's a nice image. I could have that as a desktop wallpaper. That's not a bad image on its own. Actually, let's just save that, because that is not a bad image at all.
If you remove the width modifier after the URL, it gets bigger. So
does it? Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, width 99. So let's just like, wow, it's a big one. Look at that. Let's save a copy of that image to my Dropbox, because that's a cool image. But TechCrunch.
Andrew Singleton says Windows Server sounds like a crime against nature. Yes.
You know what? Like, I'm going to defend my server in the sense that, like, I install Windows and I just run the application and that's it. And I'm serving precisely me. So I don't know why people get so emotional about it. But like TechCrunch's website, what's all this fucking white space, right? And then as I scroll down, it fills up this bar, this little circle thing. And then when I hit X, it goes back to the next article. I don't like this website. Why is this round? There's an X and it's a circle that fills. What is that about? And it like congratulates me.
Percentage of article?
No. But why do we need to know that? I've got a scroll bar. I hate it. It's like, and if I keep scrolling down, it just breaks. There you go. Wow.
Great. Yeah, no, it's not a great website.
Fuck you,
it was the first one that showed up. Yeah, but also somebody had like, there was like someone backed up their personal computer to their Microsoft cloud, their fucking Microsoft employee storage. So that was a silly. Two people at least. I think in another article I've seen of this actually. Someone had one of those included a password store.
It's a bit worrying, isn't it?
Like Unix password store.
Wow.
Like the dot password store file.
Wow.
Researcher. Something. Where is it? I think that was this one. I've seen that recently, and might have been a different one. God damn, so many websites do that annoying thing where they go to a different article when you scroll.
Yep, it's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Genuinely annoying.
Oh shit, it was. Here you go. If you scroll down the PC Mag one. And you can see where they've censored some of the file names. But you can see someone has slash data home slash presumably their username dot password store. And you can see that they have some @microsoft.com keys. So presumably for their employee account. So who knows what was accessed with all this shit.
It's a good job Microsoft don't have sensitive data like email and work stuff.
This may have just been the key to an Azure storage, but it included some employees' password backups. Now, presumably the actual GPG key required to use that isn't in there, but maybe it is. Because that would be fucking hilarious.
Is there a GPG folder there?
Decrypt. They've clipped out a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, I mean,
what else is in here?
You say that, but there's an SSH ID there, so maybe.
Snapshots, Linux backup. Ooh, it might be in the Linux backup.
It's fucking worrying, isn't it? Microsoft are a large company. You think they'd be able to, you know, not lose data?
Gets me is I actually think GitHub has something built in for checking this stuff.
I mean,
Microsoft owns GitHub.
Let's just think for a second. Microsoft are a company that's recently bought nuclear power plants. They can't keep their passwords safe, but they've got nuclear power plants. Just let that sink in, guys.
Bit concerning.
A lot concerning. We're all going to die by Bill Gates, like, fucking something up.
Is he involved anymore? I thought he wasn't.
I keep saying he's not, but then turned up at all their fucking press conferences. Amazon adding ads to Prime Video in 2024, unless you pay an extra $2.99.
This seems to be what they're all going for.
I have got a better question for Amazon. Can't they give me a cheaper version of Prime where I can just get fucking deliveries? Because I don't want your radio, I don't want your storage, I don't want your TV. I just want my packages delivered. It's all I want. Stop charging me.
Did shove all that shit in, yeah.
And all of it's half-baked shit you have to pay extra for. Like,
I don't, like, there's not a whole lot of stuff to even have on Prime Video, right?
Well, if you think about this, Prime Video, it's some of it's free, but some of it you have to pay for. Their music service, some of it's free, some of it you have to pay for. Their photo storage is a little bit free, then you have to pay for it. The whole of Prime is like a fucking demo, apart from deliveries, and that's getting worse. I've been a Prime subscriber since it launched in the UK, right? Just because I want deliveries, right? And they're now starting to charge extra for same for next day delivery and stuff. That I feel like Amazon have just like jumped the shark. Like they've got too big.
On top of the fact that it's very hard to find stuff that isn't scam products. Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting worse. That yeah. So I think I might be cancelling my Prime subscription at some point. But yeah,
ooh.
Just because I've started going to other places.
Thought that never happened.
Well, so did I. But like they're removing so much value from it. There's almost no point now.
I feel like there's maybe like. A show on Amazon Prime Video, which is a shit name, by the way, like once every 3 or 4 years do people actually talk about?
Yep. Yep.
Actually, fucking Has-Been Hotel, which is the other show by Vivzy Pop that makes Hell of a Boss.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we've finally been revealed who was the studio that bought that.
Amazon.
It's Amazon. Very unexpected.
Also, whatever, Amazon don't have a unified thing, right? Like, there's a certain kind of show you're like, oh yeah, that's a Netflix kind of show, right? But like, Amazon just seem to have random assorted stuff. They don't seem to be going for any kind of like level of quality or theme. Like,
yeah,
they made
that
fucking awful Lord of the Rings show that no one watched. They made The Boys, which, as far as I know, people watched the first couple of episodes and then just stopped. Like, yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Invincible was good. Was it? Also,
wasn't that only like 4 episodes though?
No, it was 10 or 12.
What was it? I thought it was
They did actually. They have done upfront contract for 2 seasons of Has-Been Hotel, actually, which I thought was a bit odd, but yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I just let me pay less and just have deliveries. Like, if you charge me £1 less, I will just take it because I just don't want Prime Video.
Invincible was great. Andrew Singleton says they also made Wheel of Time, which was shit.
Wheel of Time, garbage, yeah. But... I mean, you can say what you want, but as far as I understand, everybody I know that's read Wheel of Time tells me not to read Wheel of Time, which is kind of telling.
Because it will take years off your life.
Well, people say like it's like the first few books are good and the last few books are good, but there's like 10 books in the middle that are a bit shit, and I'm like, puts me off a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like it needs like a previously on.
I do think all these massive companies keep complaining that they're not making enough money, which is, you know, funny to begin with, but they also keep just doing shit that's just losing their money instead of just doing
baffling,
the thing that people actually want them for.
If they just do the thing people want, they'll make more money. Because, like, the Amazon thing.
Or at least stay steady.
Yeah.
Because,
like,
I mean, that's all you really need to do when you're... You know, in the top fucking
Amazon.
10 companies in the world, revenue-wise.
Amazon Plus, Apple TV. Oh, I just burped really loud. That was great. Apple TV, $6.99 a month. Disney Plus, $13.99 a month. Netflix, $15.49. Like, this is. I mean, I'm paying for so many streaming services. I don't want because of family members. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I only pay for Disney because, you know, family. I barely ever open it myself.
Same. Also, Andrew Singleton says, in fairness to Robert Jordan, he was dying from some rare disease. The hashtag not my problem. Like.
Didn't.
Brandon Sanderson finished his series, which is, from what I understand, a massive upgrade. Yeah. What does Jeff Bezos want more? Yeah. I'd love to know what Jeff Bezos gets up in the morning and goes, should I solve world hunger today? No, I won't.
I should make a town dismantle their bridge that they said they'd never dismantle, just to get my yacht through.
Anyway, we're going down the dark path of depression here. So next one is dun dun dun.
Yeah. We both got this week. Oh, this post has been removed. Why?
By the moderators of Discord. Really?
Why?
It was probably overposted. Okay, basically, there's a pop-up in Discord that tells you you can buy avatar frames. So they use the phrase, you can collect and... But in fact, you've got a screenshot of in our chat, actually. If I scroll back, I should be able to pull this up. Okay, yeah, you sent me a screenshot. Okay, so Nitro, add style to your avatar. Explore and collect the newest avatar decorations, plus a bonus with Nitro. I had a screenshot. I sent it to you as well. But I had a screenshot. Oh, there we go. I had a couple of screenshots that are worth looking at. So here's my profile, and you can see there's a big banner at the top of my profile. And you can buy these stupid frames that no one wants, right? And that's always there now. That's just there permanently, right? Also, unlock shop with Nitro. Like, you're unlocking the ability to spend money like you're doing me a favor, which is a little bit confusing. Yep.
And let's not forget that these stupid fucking things are a tenner a piece.
Well, they're $6.99 at the moment because they're on sale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They fucking... It's ludicrous. I don't understand why people buy virtual tap.
There are some things
people
that
do
are
buy this crap.
There are some things that are worthwhile. Like, if I'm playing an MMO and I can get a cool outfit, I'll give them a couple of quid. I don't care, right? That's fine. But I'm not saying you should have to. And the fact that Discord won't stop popping me up and telling me things. Do you remember their game store that they then got rid of? And do you remember... That, like, everything they do, they like, has got no. Like, I'm not going to give Discord money because it's not going to be there in 6 months.
I don't think they've gotten rid of much. The game store was.
The game store was a big one, though. The big one.
Also, that time, I can't remember. It wasn't actually that long ago where they literally did a fucking half page pop out ad for me when I opened Discord. I was very close to just going fuck you.
Also. Discord, Nitro, like, it's not, I don't mind any of this stuff existing. Like, genuinely, if they want to make this stuff, I don't actually care. I'll just ignore it, right? The problem is they won't stop telling me about it. If they just would do it and not make a big deal and it's just there for people who want it, that's fine. Like, I don't mind that Nitro exists. I just don't want it, right? Like, it's totally fine that it exists, but, like, stop popping it up.
Is it?
Yeah, no, like, if they want it to exist, that's fine. If they didn't tell us it was just there for people who wanted it, that'd be fine. It's the fucking pop-ups that irritate me. Like, why have I got a button always on my chat bar at the bottom to gift someone Nitro? Like, why have I always got that? Why is that always there? Like, I guess if you want it there, should kind of right-click on it and go hide. Just let me just get rid of it. I don't understand it.
Fucking button that annoys the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. Also, I've just clicked on that button. A year of Nitro is £100.
Yes, the year of Nitro is 100.
That's
quid.
Fucking more than Disney Plus.
Yep, it is. Yep. I've just also discovered
and that's
that.
With 16% off. What the shit?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, not for me either. But like, I like Discord as a service. I think it's pretty good. I like it as a service. As a company, I need Microsoft or someone. I need someone who's an adult to buy them. To look after it. Just find me somebody, you know, like give it to somebody that understands how this thing works and just buy it. That'd be great.
The problem with going back to IRC, Andrew, is that it doesn't have voice and video.
Yeah, it's a drop in, drop out. It's kind of like a game changer, right? Like the way we use
Matrix.
It.
Matrix, that's just not good.
Fucking Matrix is bollocks. Like, it needs to stop. No. Anyway, I like the way Discord adds cool new features. Nice.
I really want something to just come out that's... I don't think Discord is owned by Tencent. I think they have a large stake in it, but yeah.
I don't give a shit, to be honest. Like, if they just stopped being annoying, I wouldn't care. Okay, so Firefox full-page translation. Is that not something all browsers have just had forever?
No, literally only Chrome has had it. I tried this out. Number one, it is only full page. You can't at the moment, they do say it's in beta, but you can't just highlight something and have it translated, which is a bit annoying.
Yeah, you can do that in Edge. You can just highlight something, right click and translate to English. But if it loads a page and it detects the language is not English, it will automatically translate it, to the point where I've had problems where I've not realised the page wasn't in English, and I've been like, this grammar is atrocious. And it's only afterwards I've realised.
Yeah, you get a little thing in the address bar when it detects a page, isn't it?
Yeah, you probably do it in Chrome. English. I just don't scroll.
Yeah, in order to actually enable this, though, like when I got this update, it told me about it, and I was like, oh, cool. And I went to try it out. I was like, there's no translate option. What you actually have to do first is go to your settings and go down to the translation section and install the languages. So the difference between this and the Chrome one or the Edge one or whatever, and their main selling point and the reason you have to install languages, is because it's all done client side.
Right.
Yeah.
Client side's probably better.
Yeah. So. It's not great. Just forget what his website's called. The only website that I could think of off the top of my head was our friend Ollie's website. And I went there and I translated it.
Oh, give me a link to Ollie, that, and I'll see what happens in my browser in Linux.
Where Ollie has put my name is Ollie Maya. It's just gone, my name is the Maya.
Hello. No. So Chrome does, Edge does a pretty good job of this.
And also, for some reason, all the links at the top seem to have doubled and done weird shit. Like it says about to the SSS. And blog, I'm a blog, and books, I'm sorries. It's not great, to be honest.
Yeah, whereas the Chrome, the Edge one seems to be literally perfect. Like, I wouldn't even notice, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not great. They do say it's beta, but it'll probably get better. To be honest, my most use for it was doing like highlight. Like, I actually have an extension that lets me highlight stuff and translate it, and I think it uses DeepL. And that's what I use most of the time, because I mostly use it like whatever, the once or twice a week I log into Fedi crap and I'll come across a single post that's not in English and I'll go translate that. So it doesn't really work for that, which is unfortunate because I thought it would replace that for me, but no.
Yeah. It's still a good thing to do. Like, client-side translation is very, very useful once they get it set up properly, right? Like, I mean, that's a good thing. I'm in favour of that. That's a good thing.
Yeah. I have almost entirely fallen off Fedi stuff.
Yeah.
It was mostly an experiment thing, because I've never liked social media. And if I was going to attach onto any of them, I assumed it would be the open, decentralized one, and I've just kind of gone, yeah. No matter how hard I've tried, it just gets full of people fighting about nonsense, and I don't care about.
The only one I like is my own Obsidian weblog, where I just talk to myself on Obsidian, and that's fine.
I meant to ask you something about that after the show.
Oh, okay, exciting. Mm.
I mean, not really. It's just a question I had that's unrelated to anything. But yeah. It's fine. I occasionally get trendy people messaging me on there, or I've had random conversations with a couple of people. But I don't know. It's just kind of, it does not inform me. Social media in general.
Yeah,
but
I've
just kind of gone, eh.
My last attempt at anything useful was going to be Blue Sky, and then for reasons I don't understand, they fucked up and blocked my account because I attached a URL to it, like my own domain to it, and I just don't even care to send a support ticket.
Is that what happened? Because that happened to several people.
Yeah, it's all the people that have connected it to domain seems to have just been can't log in, and I don't care enough to send a ticket. I literally just was like, I just won't use it then, I don't care. Yeah. So I'm quite happy talking to myself on my Obsidian log, and that's fine for me.
Yeah, I just don't care. So we've got, just use a Discord server for talking to people. Like, social media is not a good place to talk to people. It's just shit RSS.
Andrew Singleton's read my blog, my Obsidian log, because the last thing I wrote on there was, I really would like an assistant and a robot dog. Not related. And Andrew Singleton's, what about a robot dog and that's an assistant? Like, I mean, that'd be the ideal outcome, wouldn't it, really? That'd be like, just, that's it. That's everything we need at that point.
Wouldn't you have to have human hands?
Why?
I mean, how much assisting can you do without opposable thumbs?
I mean, if you just stood there and told me things, that'd be fine. I don't want someone to make my dinner for me. I'm quite capable.
Oh, okay. I've misunderstood the assistant.
No, I wanted like to be like, yeah, that research you was doing, you should look at this. Also, you got this on today. Like, just, you know, I just wanted to sort my life out so I didn't have to think.
What
so
about
much.
A real dog that you just stick an Alexa on his head?
I'm okay with that. Is it a chihuahua? Is it a black chihuahua named Backup with a gold studded collar?
Oh my god. Well, we're named Backup.
Yeah, I'm going to name my dog Backup. So if I'm
you've already decided.
Yeah, if I'm in trouble, I call for Backup. It makes sense. Yep, and I specifically want a chihuahua because they're adorable, and I want a black one because they're the least popular ones on Instagram. And fuck Instagram.
I don't understand people that buy a dog because it's popular. It's a weird fucking thing to do. Especially because a lot of the ones that are popular are, number one, like, fucked up and cannot breed naturally.
Yeah.
And like, those ones are ugly anyway. I'd never understand them.
I want a chihuahua.
It's like fucking French bulldogs. They're like, they literally can't have puppies naturally. Or even be inseminated naturally.
Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah, don't get it.
People are really fucking weird. Just get a dog.
I want a chihuahua. They're basically throw pillows that cuddle back. That's what I want.
One of our dogs, Chihuahua. He's a good boy.
Take it also, like me walking a Chihuahua would look brilliantly hilarious because I'm very big and Chihuahuas are very small, and it would look silly and I'd enjoy it.
Then when he gets tired, you just put him up on your shoulder.
I mean, I've seen people do that with Chihuahuas. They're like, and Chihuahuas are just like, okay. they're just hanging out and you're just holding out and they don't give a shit.
Sometimes. He just jumps up on my sister's back when she's not expecting it.
Be great. Yeah, I've also seen chihuahuas that like to sit on people's heads when they're walking around as well, with, like, their legs dangling down in front of their eyes. That's fun as well. Chihuahuas are really silly boys. They're really silly. They're just a good dog.
Like every dog.
Chihuahuas are best because they're cute, though. Chihuahuas are the best dogs.
Lots of dogs are cute.
Chihuahuas are definitely the best dogs there, right?
Dogs are, I think they're probably, like, you know, best if you're gonna have an animal friend, dog.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. Cats are prettier, but dogs are better pets on any level.
I mean, that depends on what you're after, right?
I mean, I just find cats more entertaining to look at, like, generally, but I wouldn't want to hang out with one. So yeah,
I find cats neat and cool looking, and they're interesting animals, but yeah, I don't I've had cat pet before and he was cool, but he's like the only one I've had before that was cool, so it's like,
most cats are assholes. Raspberry Pi 5 is a thing.
Dogs love you by default. Cats are kind of, you have to work at it. at least in my experience. Sorry, yes, Raspberry 5
that's
was
blowing
announced.
My mind. I didn't know this was a thing.
Pi 5. I think there is they do have they're up for pre-order, and people have already gotten them as, you know, like preview models, and they seem to be quite fucking usable right now as like a proper computer. They've gotten enough upgrade that, like, I used to use a 4 as a occasional computer, and it was fine, but like it would not be acceptable to most people. Whereas from the videos I've watched, I think friend of the show Archie linked a couple in the Discord, you can do what the Raspberry Pi always struggled with. You can open up a full HD YouTube video in a browser and it'll just play with no problem.
So I don't, the problem is with Broadcom chips is no one understands the naming scheme they've got, but it seems to be 2.4 gigahertz quad core. It's probably faster than my laptop.
I believe that's right. Yeah. It also at the moment is only 4 and 8 gig, but they said they can probably do 16 in the future.
I mean, 8 gig, like, if you need more than 8 gig RAM on a Raspberry Pi, you might be doing it wrong. It depends on the price point for this, right? Because my problem with Raspberry Pis, especially the more powerful Raspberry Pis, is always I can buy a ThinkPad cheaper than a Raspberry Pi. And that's always a bit
of a mystery. So they did say they are going to do 1 and 2 gig versions of RAM, which I'm kind of I don't know why, really. But the 4 gig version is... I hate when websites exclude VAT, especially when they're fucking British. Where is the include VAT button? It's £50 for the 4 gig version without VAT. So what's that? It's like, 60, what's your VAT?
20%.
Ours is 23. It's ridiculous. But yeah, so that, and then the 8 gig is 65 without VAT. Which is about the same as the old, the Pi 4 with 8 gig. But yeah, it does seem to be a decent upgrade. I also like that official cooler they have now that you can buy.
Yeah, it's quite nice. That should be standard. Nice at that price point, that should just come with it.
Yeah, I mean, it's only £4, so yeah.
I mean, why would you
also
buy that?
Also, they have a power button now.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're advertising that, but they were like, we've got a power button.
Yeah, and they've got 2 camera ports now. Or display ports. They can be used as camera or display. They still only have 1 USB-C, which is still only used for the power. But I think they have doubled the speed of the USB 3.
Well, can't you plug that into a hub and just use the hub to power it, though? Can't you just do that? Because like the way I do my Steam Decks plugged into the
hub. They always specify that as power only.
Oh, okay, so it's not data.
Because you can power it over Ethernet.
That'd be slow, sure.
I think I don't know. I never really looked at it because I always just powered them when I had them. I just powered them with the USB-C. But it does just seem to be an across-the-board upgrade of everything. Like speeds and even the SD card could read faster now and stuff. So, yeah. They have a mostly usable computer. But like you said, you could probably get, like, for a bit more, a used laptop. It's hard. It's always a hard.
It depends on what you're doing. Like, for me, as much as I'm really interested in Raspberry Pis as things to play with, right, I would definitely 100% be better off buying a used laptop for, like, £20 more than this, right? For me, that would be
100% better.
I don't
know. Can you get laptops that cheap? Because you can't over here. They're like, if you want something decent...
I mean, yeah, you can get refurbished.
I mean, maybe you can off, maybe if you just get them off eBay or something. Maybe
yeah, you could definitely get a decent ThinkPad for like £100 on eBay.
Also, I mean, the size is
The size. As I said, there's a lot of things you'd take into account. For me, there's probably, even though I like them, there's probably no point.
I think because it can now actually play full HD video without lagging, they are now finally viable, like, Jellyfin clients, if you want to just slap it behind your TV or something. But at the same time, a Roku's like £20.
Yeah, there you go. Always the problem with these, the price.
But I mean,
it might be a valid server, though. At the same time. I mean, it could probably be a good Jellyfin server.
And they were half of what this has, so... Okay, the Pi 4 was not a good Jellyfin server. If you had, It was slow to load the stream and it could only do one at a time. Oh. So maybe this might actually be a good Jellyfin server. Because the Pi-4 could barely handle it, and that was the 8 gig one as well.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I really do want to move. Like, I would love nothing more than have the spare money to buy a really big hard drive and a very low-powered computer and just run my server way more simpler than I do. Because the way I run it at the moment just feels like, I don't know, it just feels kind of hacky. I would like to just be able to have a dedicated server that was very, very, very low-powered.
Oh, yeah, I think because of the increased speed as well, I think you can get, if you use an Ethernet adapter, you can actually get like 2.5 gig speeds. It has an Ethernet, but if you use the adapter, you can probably make a decent router out of this because it can go up to 2.5 gig speeds now.
Well, that could be good. Okay.
But yeah, it's interesting. Just their social media team are still dickheads though.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
But whatever.
Wouldn't know.
It's that whole thing from a few months ago, but yeah, I mean, as a piece of hardware, it's still impressive.
But that brings us to the end of Trendy Talk this week. Unless you've got anything to add, Wing? You have anything to add? We're good.
Do not.
We're good. Okay. Nothing to add. You can go to feather.onl for Wing. That's feather.onl, which is like the furry thing that birds have. That's like fur on sticks that they put as their skin. That's what you can go there, feather.onl for Wing, hexdsl.com for me, or trendy.hexdsl.com for any of the notes for today's show. And this show should be live on YouTube for people to watch the VOD in about an hour.
Yay. So
did we miss anything? Oh, you should probably join us in Discord if you're not already. And if you're interested in my writing, the audiobook and the physical book of Nancy and Holmes will be up in a couple of weeks, I would think. But yeah, that's definitely happening all the same day. It's the plan. So let's see how that goes.
Nancy and Holmes, starring the frog.
There's no frog. There's no frog. The frog's
yes,
not.
There is.
It's fake news. There's no frog. Thank you for watching.
Nancy,
I've been Hex
Bizzle.
That's been Wing. We're going to go.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Let me know.